are God's workmanship. The Apostle Paul's original Greek word translated here as workmanship is poiema. From that same origin, we derive our English word poem. My creative attention is drawn to the poemas written in the small, quiet experiences, places, and people to which I feel closely connected.
Mary Ramsey, whose voice you've just heard, is full-time staff at the IU Foundation, a part-time returning student at IU, and a lifelong Hoosier. Welcome, Mary, and what do you have for us?
The first poem is Wood Stove. Cast iron summer squats in the kitchen, warm heart of the house foundation deep in January snow. Red-orange coals wink through the smoky glass door. Beside the stove, Grandma's rocking chair leans back, relaxed on its heels, waits for me. A steaming mug cupped in my hands, I rock cradled by oak thoughts that creak under me. My legs stretch forward, feet warm against black iron. Absent people curl up in my memory, glowing like seasoned hickory in the firebox. Wood smoke mingles with the steam of homemade soup, clings to my clothes and hair. I breathe in the fragrance of home and August's loved ones far away. The blessing. No one has ever done this for me before, he murmurs, watching me at the sink. My thought flows kindred. I have never done this for anyone before, but this act pours willingly, like water tumbling when I turn the tap to fill the silver-colored basin. Sit here, my Appa, before tomorrow, your 8 a.m. flight, before too soon a goodbye. A patch of late afternoon sunshine slants through the open screen door. In waking dreams, I've done this before, knelt at my adopted father's feet as if a native daughter of his India. I cuff his trousers about mid-calf, enough to keep them out of the water. My hand slips around his heel, draws it over the bowl's rim to be bathed. There's room for only 1 foot at a time. I'll wash the other next. Water swirls between my fingers. My palms scoop lukewarm splashes over his ankle. I move a hand slowly under his arch, with the other rub across the wide top. Take my time. Sense the calm press of water. Remember the warmth. Make memory out of the tapered shape from toe to heel of his brown-skinned foot. The teapot squeals from the stove. I ignore its call to steep the pot of Darjeeling until Appa insists I heed its whistle. I leap up, switch off the flame, breathless, kneel silent on the worn carpet, and reach back into the silvery basin, centered on this task of honoring the father. Except for that careless teapot, my eyes have not strayed upward. Unexpected, his fingers comb into my hair until his long, lean hand rests heavily, covering the top of my head. His voice follows, thick as Samuel's oil, with accents of his Eastern understanding. Dear Lord, bless my child. Meeting Steele's boatman on exhibit. Stark between impressionist colors of autumn landscapes, you are foreign, lost over your murky ocean. In dark strokes, your age-worn strength hushes the Western gallery. I cannot stop looking at you. 120 years separate us with forsaken art styles and the strangeness of seafaring to this karst countryside. You gaze away, oblivious that somewhere, wind sings through screened porches on a southern Indiana hilltop.
You've been listening to Mary Ramsey reading her poemas on the Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.